This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Chinese food is one of the most popular types of cuisine in the United States, with restaurants ranging from Americanized Chinese dishes to regional specialties. You might have your own favorite spot for takeout or dine-in. Have you ever tried making your favorite Chinese dishes at home? The father-son co-hosts of a popular Chinese cooking YouTube series are here with us on Food Friday to give us some advice and inspiration from their new cookbook. You could join in at 800-642-1234. What is your favorite Chinese dish to order or to make? Is there something you often order at restaurants that you can't figure out how to make yourself, don't even know where to start maybe? Or if your family is of Chinese heritage, what are some family food traditions you enjoy? Join in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@WPR.org. Kevin Pang is a James Beard Award-winning food writer, editorial director of digital at America's Test Kitchen, and co-host of ATK's Hunger Pangs YouTube series. Kevin, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, Rob. Thanks for having me.
And Jeffrey Pang is a retired businessman, cooking enthusiast, and co-host of Hunger Pangs. Jeffrey, hello.
Hi. Hello.
Kevin, can you start us off by telling us about the inspiration for a very Chinese cookbook?
Well, it's kind of a crazy story, Rob. So about 12 years ago, my dad had forwarded me an email. He forwarded me a YouTube video, and it said, Jeffrey Pang sent you a YouTube video. And of course, what do? I deleted it immediately, as all kids do when their parents forward them a YouTube video. But then it wasn't until a few weeks later that my mother said, hey, have you seen this video that your dad's done? And it turned out that my dad had started his own YouTube cooking channel, just completely to my shock. And what's even crazier is that he kept making these videos, and some of these videos have more than 500,000 views, which back in 2012, 2013, that's nothing to sneeze at. And when I asked him why he made these Chinese cooking videos, he said, well, you know, one day your mom and I might not be around, and so if you want these recipes that you grew up eating, we wanted to be able to pass this on to you. And so we're going to pass this on to you in a language that you know how, and that's YouTube. And, and that was about 7-8 years ago. And ever since, I joined America's Test Kitchen, and we started this cooking show called Hunger Pangs. Of course, if your last name is Pang and you're in food media, you really ought to call it Hunger Pangs, right? And the success of that show yielded a very Chinese cookbook, and we were really, really honored that it's been named one of the best cookbooks of the year for the New York Times. And that's how this book came to be.
Jeffrey, why did you want to share these recipes with Kevin and with everybody?
Because we don't want to lose our family's recipe. We're from Hong Kong. Once we move to North America, I just worry, you know, maybe my kid, you know, so they have no idea how to cook the Chinese food, because so that's why I try to, to make the video, you know, but I don't think on that time they love to learn. They only love to eat only. So I would try, me and my wife try to use something, you know, to let them easy to access to learn. Maybe later, even not this time. So that's why we try to use the YouTube. You know, we have no idea how to make it. So we go to the Googles to search how to make a movie. And we find, you know, Microsoft have the movie maker. It's very easy for the amateur, and it's free. And also we found, you know, some music is royalty free. So that's why we decide, you know, to make the video. And this is the video. It's only for the our family recipe. That is, we would love to, you know, to share this with our friend, family, you know, in the future.
And, okay. Great. And Kevin, your dad just mentioned that he's from Hong Kong. Now, China's a big place. You mentioned in the book a lot of your recipes, not all, but a lot of the recipes in the book are from Hong Kong and the surrounding region. What is distinctive about that food from the region that might set it apart from the rest of Chinese food?
Yeah, the way I look at Chinese gastronomy, it's really more like a continent than it is a country. And the thing is, if you grew up in Hong Kong, you are going to, the food would not be recognizable to someone who grew up in Beijing, to someone who grew up in Shanghai or in Taiwan. And with Cantonese food, I mean, the first point of reference is if you've been to a takeout restaurant, I would say there's about an 85% chance that the food there is of Cantonese origin. It might have been Americanized over the last few decades here, but the food is I would describe Cantonese food as it's very boldly flavored. It's really about the freshness of ingredients. Like fish, because it's a it's on the South China Sea. A lot of tofu. We quite enjoy tofu a bit. A lot of fresh vegetables. And the thing specifically about Hong Kong in particular is that because Hong Kong is a port city, and also because Hong Kong was part of the British colony for nearly 100 years, is that there's a lot of fusion type food that you see in Cantonese cooking. There's a lot of British influences. This is why we love drinking milk tea. This is why you see something like shrimp toast on menus of Hong Kong cafes. And it's just a really, really rich and beautiful gastronomy for my homeland in Hong Kong. And I'm just really glad we get to share some of those recipes with the world.
It's Food Friday. We're talking to Jeffrey Pang and Kevin Pang, the father-son team behind the YouTube video series Hunger Pangs. Their new cookbook, it's from America's Test Kitchen, is out now. And it's called A Very Chinese Cookbook. Lots of great Chinese recipes, advice, ingredients. You can join in if you have questions or experiences to share at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Now, you guys shared a couple recipes with us. One of them is for sesame noodles. Jeffrey, Kevin loves sesame noodles. I understand he'd eat it instead of talking to you. Tell us a little bit about the sesame noodles that your son loves so much.
That is a restaurant, close to our place, in Kent, Washington. So Kevin was studying in the USC in Los Angeles. So when every time he come home, he loved to have the Chinese food. So we will always go to buy the takeout before to pick him up. So one of the dishes is sesame noodles and also the fried rice. And he loved it, because I think the restaurant in Kent, to make the sesame noodle and the fried rice, that is very much the taste like Hong Kong, very much like the Hong Kong taste. So, and Kevin loved it very much.
And Kevin, let's talk about the recipe. I love sesame noodles too. It looks really easy. Talk us through what makes a great sesame noodle dish.
Yeah. I mean, and that dish I tried to replicate in this cookbook. And the thing about this particular dish, and the thing about most Chinese cooking, is that it is far simpler than you think. And what I always love to do is I like to make the sauce ahead of time, which you use a Chinese sesame paste, you use black vinegar, soy sauce, a little bit of sugar, and if you want to add chili oil, that's fine. And what I like to do is I make this in a mason jar. And anytime that you want this noodles, all you got to do is you can boil any noodle that you want. You can boil spaghetti if you want. You can take instant packet ramen and make that. And once you throw that together, you can take whatever you can find in your fridge, things like poached chicken or maybe bell peppers or cucumbers. And you can have, as long as you have the sauce made ahead of time, you can have dinner in 10 minutes. And that is perhaps the easiest recipe in A Very Chinese Cookbook. And I dare say it's also my favorite and maybe the most delicious as well.
We've got that recipe up at WPR.org/food for the sesame noodles. We've got a Mongolian beef recipe up there as well from our guests, the father-son cooking duo, Jeffrey and Kevin Pang. They are co-authors of the new cookbook called A Very Chinese Cookbook. They're giving us advice on Chinese cooking in our own homes. Still time for you to join in at 800-642-1234. Did you grow up eating Chinese food? Maybe part of your own family's tradition? What are your favorite memories? What are things you make now yourself? Or did you grow up eating at Chinese restaurants? Or have you recently discovered Chinese food yourself? Is there a favorite? Is there something you wish you could make at home? Maybe our guests could help you figure out how to do it. Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@WPR.org. We'll pick up our Food Friday conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Right now, we're picking up our Food Friday talk with Kevin and Jeffrey Pang. They are co-hosts of the YouTube cooking series Hunger Pangs, co-authors of A Very Chinese Cookbook. That's from America's Test Kitchen. We're talking to them about Chinese and Chinese-American cooking. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have questions or maybe advice for perfectly cooking rice, tofu, rolls, dumplings, other staples of Chinese cooking? If you have visited or lived in China before, what differences do you see between Chinese and Chinese-American food? Join in with your questions, your experiences at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Let's bring on a caller. Brock is with us in Sheboygan. Brock, hello.
Hi. You know, I love Chinese food. I could eat it every day and all day, just about. But the thing is that I love Szechuan beef, and I think I heard that you have a good Szechuan beef recipe in your book, but I cannot for the life of me cook it. I'm miserable at it, as well as I've been eating it at a Chinese restaurant now for the past 30 years. So maybe I could save a few bucks. Do you have that I think I heard that you do, so I'm kind of overkilling on this.
Brock, thanks a lot for the call. We've got a Mongolian beef recipe, which we'll talk about in a minute at WPR.org/food. Kevin, what would distinguish a Szechuan beef dish, and how can Brock make it at home successfully?
Well, so this is an interesting question, Rob, because, you know, to try to answer Brock's question, the term Szechuan beef, it's really hard for me to understand or actually fathom what it might be. You know, to me, it's not a, if you ask a Chinese what is Szechuan beef, you would probably get 10 different answers. I mean, to me, Szechuan is something that's got, hot, numbing Szechuan peppercorns. It's got a lot of chilies to it. It's got a little bit of vinegar tang. So I would say that, you know, I would want to ask Brock, what exactly are the flavors of his, what he considers Szechuan beef? Now, I will say that to answer the question about cooking Chinese food, one of the things that we really want to try to convince readers is that it is way easier to cook than you think. And I'm not sure if folks know about America's Test Kitchen. We've got two shows on public television, and we've got magazines and books that come out. Every single one of our recipe costs on average $11,000 to develop. And so we test it, we're really rigorous about the process. We write it in as clear of a way as we can. And so, if you pick up a book or if you watch on YouTube an America's Test Kitchen recipe, you should be able to replicate it faithfully. And we like to think our recipes are bulletproof. So Brock, I would say, find the book, A Very Chinese Cookbook. You can go to the library if you get it. You can buy it if you want. We'd love it if you buy it. But try one of those recipes down. I would try Mongolian beef. Perhaps that's close to what you're describing as Szechuan beef. And if you follow the instructions, you should be able to make it faithfully. It'll be delicious.
And Brock, we've got that Mongolian beef anyway at WPR.org/food. Jeffrey, you've got instructions for dumplings in the book. What are your favorite kind of dumplings to make for people?
The dumpling. You mean the?
Well, let me answer for my dad. Sure. Too, because he When I remember this fondly, in that when I brought my then girlfriend, now wife, home to meet my parents for the first time, within 20 minutes, my parents were showing my now wife how to fold dumplings. And I found it to be such a beautiful, communal, ingratiating act. It's like, welcome to the family. And, you know, these dumplings, it's got pork and Napa cabbage filling, and it's got this dough wrapper. And it's just sitting around the dinner table and wrapping dumplings, and we would drop it in boiling water, and we would serve it with a little bit of chili or a little bit of soy sauce. So I'm going to step in for my dad and say, sure, like, those types of dumplings, which are boiled dumplings, are among our favorites. And of course, we've got that recipe in the book as well.
And normally, you know, we make Shanghainese wonton. Because I'm a Cantonese, you know, I'm learning how to make the Shanghainese wonton from my mother-in-law and my wife. And and also we make the the pan fry, you know, the bun, you know, mm-hmm. is so that we actually, you know, the Shanghainese wonton is our favorite anyway.
Mm. That sounds great. We're talking to Jeffrey Pang and Kevin Pang. You can watch them on YouTube. It's called Hunger Pangs, their YouTube series from America's Test Kitchen. Talking about their new cookbook, it's called A Very Chinese Cookbook. Kevin, I think a great way to start arguments in any culture around the world that cooks and eats rice is how to make the perfect rice dish. What are some secrets we could use to make our rice at least a little better than it is right now?
All right, I'm going to give you two different responses. First off, if you're just going to make rice, steamed rice, okay, this is a kind of a cheat answer, but every Cantonese family owns a rice cooker. And these are like 200, like the really good ones can be about $200, $250. And you're thinking, well, like that's kind of a lot for a rice cooker. But if you're Cantonese and you're making it every single day, you just want to set it and forget it. A rice cooker really does make perfect rice. So that's a bit of a cheat answer. But I will say that one question that we get asked a lot during our book tour is how to make great fried rice. And I'll offer a couple of tips. First off, you should never, ever use freshly cooked rice for fried rice. And the reason is freshly cooked rice, it's too moist. It's got too much moisture. You should always take rice that you made the day before, and then you should use it. You should use rice that's been made a day before. And ideally, you lay it out on a baking sheet and you put it in the back of your fridge. The idea is you want to get as much moisture out of that, out of the rice as possible, because the enemy of fried rice is moisture. And what you really want is you don't want it to get clumpy and sticky. So I would say my number one tip is don't use freshly cooked rice when you're making fried rice. Only use day-old rice.
Speaking of equipment, Kevin, I wanted to ask about woks. I used to have a wok. I loved it. It was a terrible wok. It wasn't that good. If we want to take the plunge and say we're going to make a lot of Chinese food, what do we look for to have a good quality wok that's going to be good day in, day out?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I'm fortunate that America's Test Kitchen, we work with a team of equipment reviews, and we've tested dozens of woks over the last many years. And the good news, Rob, is that the best woks don't really cost that much. Our two favorite woks, there's two brands. One's called Taylor and Eng, NG, Taylor and Eng, and it's a carbon steel wok. And the second is from this company called Joyce Chen, J-O-Y-C-E Chen, C-H-E-N. You can get Joyce Chen, with Taylor and Eng, you need to order from the website. But with Joyce Chen, you can get it at Home Depot and get it on Amazon. And it costs, I think last I checked, it was like $35 to $40. And a good carbon steel wok, provided that you can season the wok properly, meaning you give it a good scrub of oil and you turn up the heat, you should be able, it practically turns nonstick if you're able to season a wok properly. So I'm looking for a good carbon steel wok, and it doesn't have to cost that much. And I'd say my favorite right now are these two companies, Taylor and Eng and Joyce Chen. They're both really reliable woks, and it's not going to be that expensive.
Jeffrey, are you proud of Kevin's cooking?
Oh, yes, of course. and from 0 to 100%.
Well, oh, thank you, Dad.
Okay. Oh, can I also talk a little bit about the wok? You know, when I was young, my mother taught me, you know, how to season the wok and use the, you know, use the pot fret, the pig fret, and the chive, you know, to season the wok. But now American Test Kitchen, our cookbook, have a chapter also teach the people how to season the wok. That is very useful for the people love for cooking. I use a carbon steel, you know, just only since last year. I always use an iron wok or the you know, the long stick wok. But I love to use the carbon steel right now because I know how to season the wok.
That's great. And Kevin, can you encourage people to maybe teach those dishes to the next generation to cook with family members in just our last minute or so?
Yeah, I think that's one of the most important things that we can do. And really, I've got an 8-year-old now, and really, it's ever since I became a parent, I think just the act of cooking with family members, cooking with your kid, it's such a community and relationship building act. And, you know, I can certainly see my relationship with my parents improve. And I think it can only help improving the relationship with our next generation. So cook with your kids, cook with your family members. It's really worth it.
Kevin and Jeffrey, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much, Rob.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Kevin and Jeffrey Pang are co-hosts of the Hunger Pangs cooking series on YouTube and co-authors of the new cookbook we've been talking about, A Very Chinese Cookbook. That's from America's Test Kitchen. They joined us to share some advice for cooking Chinese and Chinese-American dishes. Hey, we've got two recipes online from Kevin and Jeffrey. You can find them at WPR.org/food. We've got the sesame noodles. I love sesame noodles. I'm going to make this thing. It looks way easier than I would have expected. And then the Mongolian beef we mentioned as well. Find them both at WPR.org/food. Coming up Monday on The Morning Show with Kate Archer-Kent, spring isn't too far away, and you may be thinking about doing some work outside. An expert in landscaping joins the show with some advice and some inspiration for yards big and small. Join that conversation. That's Monday morning at 8 here on the Ideas Network.